Talk to you since Josh's, you know, we saw your tweet, but what were your emotions?
I was just very thankful for the opportunity to come here by Josh and all the work that he's put into me and the work that we've done together. So I'm very thankful for that, and I think we'll continue to have a good relationship.
You guys talked in the last few years?
We have, so.
He's expressed so much faith in you, obviously going back in the first round to get you. Are you concerned at all about your future with the uncertainty about who's going
to
be?
Yeah, I'm just very excited to be a Denver Bronco and be in this great organization. And I'm excited about the future here and looking forward to it.
There's lots of calls from outside. Fans want to see you play. Are you ready, hoping that you might get to play?
I'm a very competitive person, I love playing the game of football. So any opportunity that I get, I'd love it. But whatever I can do to help the team, on or off the field, I'm going to do it.
Even from the day you came in here, there was always that, you know, Josh's future is tied to your future. I'm sure you've heard of that. Did you ever believe that?
I definitely wanted to make him look good in drafting me. That was definitely a goal that I didn't really get to. Didn't really get to meet, which is unfortunate, but I'm still blessed to be in this great organization, and so hopefully I can do some things to help this organization and thank them for drafting me.
What's your reaction to what's going on with your teammate Parrish Cox this morning?
I just know the smallest details. I don't know much, so I don't really have any comments on it.
It's been a pretty tumultuous week for you with two coaches that you're obviously very close to. What's that been like for you? You've gotten to talk to Urban.
I have. I've talked to him pretty much every day, multiple times, and I'm proud of him. It takes a lot to leave something that you love like that, like coaching and like the University of Florida and all he's done there. But he knew what the right thing was to do for him, and no one else knew that except for him, that he just wanted to spend more time with his family, and that was the most important thing to him, and I thought that was great. I just respect him even more for making a decision like that, and I know he'll be going to watch Nate's and Gigi's and Nikki's games a lot, and he's going to have a great time doing that, and I'm just proud of him for having the courage to do what he felt was right for his family.
Before you heard from Meyer directly, did you have a half a second thought to think, could he be coming here?
No, I don't think that's necessarily what he wants. And just knowing Coach for the last 5 years, I don't think he wants to be coaching in the NFL. I think he wants to be around his family and people that he loves and cares about. And I think that's really what his deal was.
Has the ceremony tomorrow was a hard decision for you, trying to figure out who you're going to vote for?
Well, I definitely take it serious because I think the Heisman Trophy is one of the most prestigious awards out there, especially in the U.S. And so I took it seriously, and I looked all around at all the different athletes, and I thought there were some definitely qualified players, and I felt like I voted for the best player.
Did you take into account the off-field stuff that was going on with camp?
I don't know any. I haven't been around that situation. I only know what's been reported, and I don't necessarily. I just look on the field. I look at what their team would be like without that player. I look at how valuable that player is to their team, a lot of different things like that, and so I tried to take into account and make a great decision.
Who'd you vote for?
I'd rather just keep that private.
Couple years you've been one of the candidates too, so this has got to have been a little different situation where you're not actually involved, not going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Was it
I guess it's a little different, being there the last 3 years. I guess I'm supposed to be on a flight to New York is what my body's telling me, but it's very exciting for all those nominees who are there, and they're going to have a great time, and it will be surreal for all of them and definitely overwhelming for one.
I know most of it will probably be private, but you said you talked to Josh. Anything you can tell us about kind of the tone of the conversation?
Well, I just think I think that he's handled it well, with a lot of class. And I definitely respect and appreciate that. And, I just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity and everything he's done for me. And I think we'll have a great relationship going forward.
What do you think he did for you, in the year that you worked together?
Well, I think we worked on a lot. One, I think maybe the greatest thing is just learning football. Learning from someone who knows a lot of football and just being able to listen to him talk about it, demonstrate different things on the board, and being able to do that. Also, learning this type of offense is a great offense to know and try to understand, and how we approach beating defenses and the different ways that we go about that, breaking down film, learning film, then getting into actually the fundamentals of drops and everything like that. I mean, I've learned a lot.
So you thought you knew everything before you came here?
Yeah, I knew everything.
It's been a tough week, you think, for Ben McDaniels? You're working with him.
I mean, it definitely is, but I think he showed a lot of courage and just, coaching us and being here. Him and his brother are extremely close, but I think that he wants to continue to do the best job that he can do.
Tim, how's your rookie season go so far? All things been going on, coaching changes, stuff going on over in London. So, I mean, can you describe that? This isn't anything you planned it to be this way, is it?
Well, it's been a huge learning curve for me. It's been a great opportunity to see a lot of different things and experience a lot of different things and try to learn and improve and take everything in and try to get as best as I could be in learning everything and just get better every day.
Wildest dreams. I mean, do you expect your rookie season? You still just hit out 4 weeks ago, but do you expect anything like this?
I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. But I can say that I planned everything that has gone on. Like I said before, I'm just trying to take everything in stride and just handle as best I could.
Thanks.
You're ready to play.
Well, I love playing football, and I'm very competitive. So if I got that opportunity, I would try to do the best that I could do with it. And if I didn't, I'm just gonna try to be the best teammate I can be on and off the field.